AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new week of AutoLine Daily. In today's show, the EPA says automakers are running ahead of CAFE regulations. Nissan posts some pretty impressive financial numbers, and Ford thinks it can charge even more for its big pickups. Now to the news. Is the American car market on track to set a new sales record? Wards is forecasting that the seasonally adjusted sales rate, or SAR, could hit 17 million vehicles in July, the highest in 8 years. And Ward says that sales could actually come in higher than that. Even more encouraging, the jump is coming on the retail side of the business, not from fleet sales. Ward expects Toyota to outsell Ford due to lost production from the F-150 model change. It says Hyundai Kia will catch Nissan and that Volkswagen will see the biggest slump of any automaker. We'll know the actual numbers in about a week. Nissan announced its latest financial earnings this morning in Tokyo, and it looks like Carlos Ghosn still has the magic touch. Nissan sold 1.2 million vehicles worldwide in the last 3 months, up 6% compared to last year, but its revenue jumped over 10% to $24 billion. Its operating profit jumped over 13% to $1.2 billion, and its net profits soared nearly 37% to $1.1 billion. You know, it's really impressive when revenue and profits grow faster than the sales of vehicles. Big pickup trucks are becoming more and more luxurious, but Ford thinks they can go even more upscale. Currently, the top-of-the-line F-250 Platinum starts at $55,000 and pushes $70,000 with options. But Ford's truck marketing manager, Doug Scott, says he believes there's even more upside opportunities above the Platinum trim with the Super Duty. Scott says there are enough high-end customers willing to pay over $70,000 for a big pickup. Former GM CEO Dan Akerson is chiming in on the congressional hearings that Mary Barra just went through. He tells the Detroit News that Congress probably would have treated him better than the vicious grilling Mary Barra went through. Akerson says that's because he had only been at GM for just over 3 years, while Mary Barra had been with the company over 30 years. They were asking her, "You've been with the company 30 years. Why didn't you change things?" Akerson said. He says he could have pointed out all of that happened before he got there. He also says it's ridiculous to think that he knew this was coming, and that's why he turned the job over to Mary Barra. As fuel economy standards in the U.S. continue to ramp up between now and 2025, some of you might be wondering how automakers are doing at meeting those goals. Well, according to the EPA, automakers have been coming out with technologies faster than the agency thought they would, and they're also bringing out new technology that was not expected. As of June, the average fuel economy of light-duty vehicles sold in the U.S. is 25.5 miles per gallon. About 35% of those vehicles hit the 35.5 MPG standard set for 2016. Automakers have been using new techniques and materials as well as reducing engine size to help make the improvements. But the EPA has been surprised at the amount of vehicles getting direct fuel injection, CVTs, and diesel engines. It points out Volkswagen even has a four-cylinder engine with cylinder deactivation that it offers in Europe. But even though automakers have done a good job up till now, we think it's going to be very difficult to reach the final goal. The short-term goals that we're going through right now have been ramping up slowly. The big increases don't start until 2017. Last Thursday was the AutoLine After Hours Fantasy Draft, where journalists picked the best and worst executives in the industry to run their fantasy car companies. Coming up next, we'll give you a taste of what that was all about.
Here's another great thing about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. A comfortable, quiet ride.
Oh. At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
The annual Autoline Automotive Fantasy Draft ran last week. Just in case you're not familiar with it, here's a short clip that will give you a taste of what it's all about.
Welcome to the fourth annual Autoline Automotive Fantasy Draft. I'm your host, Charlie Vogelheim. That's right, despite your protests, I'm back again.
But it's a whole new set of questions and a whole new group that's going to be drafting the automotive executive. So we'll see who they play favorites for and who they don't like.
There's some very interesting categories here, ways to ingratiate with yourself with powerful people, and even more important, offend them deeply in ways that will come back to haunt you for the rest of your career. So go for it, guys.
Well, I'm Paul Eisenstein, publisher and editor of the DetroitBureau.com. And my team is the Motor City Mammoths. And yes, we are Mammoth. We are the gargantuan company that will replace some of those other firms as they go bankrupt, spending all of their money on recalls and other safety features, lawsuits. So all their executives go to jail. So we're going to take over, and we're going to be everything for everybody.
The third round will be choosing an existing current vehicle that you would wish to be your first release. So a car that's out there right now that you are hoping to have as your first release.
Since we established earlier on that Basic Motors is for people who really don't care much about cars, driving cars, owning cars, having anything to do with cars. So I'm picking the Googlemobile. That would be our first car. They've done all the heavy engineering, so I figure that that would work out just fine.
Now, well, I looked through this list, and I think that we have four esteemed auto journalists picking these vehicles. And I wonder, do they hate cars? Do they just hate America? And, well, they might, because
there's a pickup.
We saw their political selections as well, but I think now we're supposed to kind of...
Time to declare winners.
Look at the overall set of picks, and who do you think did the best?
Oh, I have to say, I think...
The participants include Gary Vasilash from Automotive Design and Production Magazine, Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau, Aaron Bragman from Cars.com, and Jeff Sabatini from Car and Driver. The color commentators are Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press and Scott Burgess from Motor Trend. The announcer is Charlie Vogelheim with Motor Trend Audio. And you can watch that entire show on our website, Autoline.tv, right now. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and we invite you to join us again tomorrow.